is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia pledged to observe a ceasefire Thursday in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, where its forces have controlled all but a steel plant complex where Ukrainian troops are holed up, along with civilians that the United Nations is working to evacuate. Russia said its daytime ceasefire would continue again Friday and Saturday to allow for more evacuations from the plant. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Thursday that it takes time to evacuate civilians from the Azovstal plant because the wartime rubble must be cleared away by hand. And Washington State Department spokesman Ned Price expressed skepticism about Russia's commitment to a ceasefire. The United Nations said Wednesday that the more than 300 civilian evacuees were receiving humanitarian assistance in Zaporizhia. Ukrainian forces have repelled Russian attacks in the east and recaptured some territory. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukraine's achievements come as Russia attempts to block the flow of Western weapons into the country by bombing rail stations and other supply lines. Heavy fighting continued to rage at the Azovstal steel plant in the southern port city of Mariupol. Russian officials denied reports that they were storming the plant, whereas Ukrainian commanders inside the plant confirmed the reports were accurate. West of Mariupol, Ukrainian forces made gains near the towns of Kherson and Mykolaiv and repelled 11 Russian attacks in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization says the COVID-19 pandemic directly or indirectly caused 14.9 million deaths worldwide from January 1, 2020 to December 31, 2021. Via remote, this is Marissa Melton, VOA News. While the U.S. Supreme Court appears close to ending abortion rights, questions are being raised about what could be next. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that story.
This is about a lot more than abortion.
President Biden fears if Roe versus Wade is overturned, right-wing opponents will go after other rights based on the right to privacy.
What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history. In recent American history.
Justice Samuel Alito stated in the opinion that it applies only to abortion, but a number of other rulings based in part on the right to privacy allowed married couples the right to buy and use contraceptives. Another overturned a Texas law that criminalized same-sex intimacy, and yet another decision legalized gay marriage. Several state legislatures controlled by the Republican Party have already passed bills aimed at barring transgender youth sports and health care. Others imposed restrictions on talking about LGBTQ issues in public classrooms. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Rescuers in central China have pulled a woman alive from the rubble of a building that partially collapsed almost 6 days earlier. According to state media on Thursday, the unidentified woman is the 10th survivor of the disaster in the city of Changsha, in which at least five people have died and an unknown number, possibly dozens, are still missing. Xinhua News Agency reported that the woman was rescued shortly after midnight on Thursday, about 132 hours after the rear of the six-story building suddenly caved in on April 29th. At least nine people have been arrested in relation to the collapse of the building. The detainees include the building's owner on suspicion of ignoring building codes. Five human rights groups reported Wednesday there have been complaints of at least 338 violations of human rights during El Salvador's massive arrests of suspected gang members. The five non-governmental organizations said one of the most frequently cited abuses was arbitrary arrest, as well as illegal searches of homes, injuries, robbery, and the death of a detainee. The roundups began in late March after a spike in homicides. They've resulted in the arrest of more than 24,000 presumed gang members, but as of May the 1st, only slightly over 10,000 of those detainees have been ordered, held pending trial. The government has decreed a state of emergency that extends to 15 days, the time that someone can be held without charges. Our top story this hour, Russia pledged to observe a ceasefire Thursday in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. The United States has expressed skepticism about Russia's commitment to that ceasefire. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.